The United States warned today it will use military force if necessary against a growing nuclear threat from North Korea. This follows the communist nation's 4th of July test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching this continent. We begin our coverage tonight with national security correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon.
Kim Jong-un had kept his country's first intercontinental ballistic missile hidden from spy satellites until just before it was rolled into launch position and aimed into space. Powered by a two-stage rocket engine, it flew for 37 minutes, long enough to reach Alaska had it been aimed in that direction.
There's no question we've crossed a threshold here in the North Koreans' ability to develop an ICBM.
Leon Panetta was CIA director and defense secretary during the Obama administration.
It represents a very serious national security threat to the United States.
U.S. intelligence first identified it as just an intermediate-range missile, which perhaps explained President Trump's initial rather flip reaction. A tweet asking, does this guy have anything better to do with his life? But David Wright of the Union of Concerned Scientists did his own calculations and got it right. The missile could have flown over 4,000 miles.
I've been watching North Korea for a long time, and I'm surprised at how fast they've been able to pull out new missile designs, launch them, and despite having some failures, do relatively well.
Wright estimates it would take North Korea another couple years to develop an ICBM that could send a 1,000-pound nuclear warhead hurtling toward the U.S. But unless something happens, the day when North Korea will have that capability is coming.
We're going to see them reach that point, and it may be sooner rather than later.
The U.S. and South Korea responded to the latest test with some missile launches of their own. But Panetta says it will take more than just shows of force to change Kim Jong-un's mind.
You can't out-bully a bully in North Korea. So it doesn't make a lot of sense simply to sit back and threaten this leader.
The Pentagon could, of course, make good on its threats, but nobody from the Secretary of Defense on down favors military action, which they say could lead to catastrophic loss of life. James?
David Martin at the Pentagon. Thank you, David.